Heavenly Father, we gather together today to praise you, to give thanks, and to worship you. This morning we give thanks for the Community Christian Academy and the good work that is done here in your holy name. Lord, we praise you and give all the glory for the impact the school and its staff has had in our lives and our community. We thank you for the school staff that has worked here through the years. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to live in such a way that our actions serve as a reflection of your love, grace, and mercy. Help us to seek first your kingdom and a life that brings glory to your name. Please bless our time together this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to make a comment that our songs are CCA songs, and we would like you to join us. Keep in mind that people on this side of the auditorium are on the west side, and these people are on the east side. And we would like to sing a song that includes standing up and sitting down. So as you are seated, please sit on the edge of your seat so you can jump back up right quick. We're going to sing Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And if you're singing Hallelujahs first on the west side, then when you do the Hallelujah, you stand up. And then when the other side sings Praise You the Lord, the Hallelujahs sit down and the Praise You the Lord stand up. And then at the very end, on the last Praise You the Lord, we're going to all stand together. Very confusing. I hope that all of you are totally confused. And then we're going to switch it the second time around. You can follow the worship team. They're going to kind of sit and stand. So west side, you can follow the two on that end. And east side, you can follow the three on this end. Are you ready to stand? Don't stand yet.
Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord.
Not too bad. Now this side's going to start, so you're going to stand first. Looks like Patricia knows what we're doing, okay?
Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord.
It's usually much louder than that, but that gives you a bit of an idea. Every time that we have chapel at Community Christian Academy, this is how it begins. Mrs. Bell comes up front. She says, good morning, boys and girls, our academy. And then all of the students and the staff stand up and they shout, good morning, Mrs. Bell. And that's the way we typically start here. Well, today is a celebration of Community Christian Academy's 25th anniversary. And as was mentioned earlier, there's bookmarks around your tables there. Please take one of those with you, stick it in your Bible, and use it for keeping track of things in the future. That'll be great. We're going to start this morning with a bit of a history and tell you how the Community Christian Academy actually got started. The account that I'm going to read was actually written by the founder of Community Christian Academy. And in case you're not aware who that is our Mrs. Renee Bell right over here. So thank you for that. As I read this history, the likelihood is that many of you have never heard the beginnings of the Academy. So let me relate that to you. Renee had a little boy who was a light in her world, a vibrant, animated bag of sugary goodness. By the time David entered third grade, she noticed that her little bag of sweetness had a leak somewhere. His happy, his joy, was not as full all the time. She could not figure out what was happening in his little life that made him so deeply sad at times. But he never complained. He would just be sad. Then at the end of Christmas vacation in 1995, he asked his mother how long bruises last as he showed her bruises on his arm where he said his teacher had grabbed him. It took a lot of prying to get him to say what was happening to him at school. Renee had noticed the teacher would never look her in the eye, and she was very skittish when parents were around. Turns out she was just mean. One of the things she did that really affected Daniel was when the class drew and colored pictures one day for art, and after they had cleaned up, the teacher came by Daniel's desk, pulled his art out of his desk, held it up to the class, and told them it looked like trash to her. She ripped it in half, threw it on the ground, and told him to pick it up and throw it away. He picked it up, brought it home, taped it back together, and hung it up in his room. Renee moved into a different class. His new teacher was a strong Christian woman, and Daniel blossomed in her class. She really ministered to Daniel and to Daniel's mom the rest of the year. For fourth grade, Daniel had a good teacher, but Renee could see that her son was leaking again. The teacher was very helpful. Daniel liked her. She said Daniel was fine in class. He had friends. He participated. He didn't seem to have issues. She didn't see what Renee saw. By this time, Daniel was no longer riding the bus to school because previously he had gotten kicked off the bus for misbehaving. Daniel insisted that it was all a mistake, but his parents still had to meet with the bus driver and the transportation director. They weren't in the meeting more than a minute before the bus driver said, No, not this kid. I never have trouble with this kid. Daniel's parents were done hearing about the chaos of the buses, so they just took him to school themselves. One day, while sitting in the car, as kids were walking by, Daniel was watching them and getting sadder and sadder. Danny, what is it? Are you being bullied? No. Do you have friends? Yes. Do you have fun? Yes. Danny, what is it? And then he said it. It's just sad. Things are sad here. There are some really sad children. Well, they rode out the year. Summer was fine, but when the middle of August hit and school was coming up, Daniel's mom realized she just couldn't do it. She could not send her child back to that school. So lots of prayers went up. Lord, I cannot send my child back to that school. I can't. Then the Bells heard that New Hope Church was starting a private school. The Bells knew a lot of people from New Hope and signed Daniel up for fifth grade. It was a great year. He loved it. Renee loved it. She even worked there part-time. After Christmas, they put their daughter Michelle into the eighth grade at New Hope because public school was making her suicidal. The Bell family loved private school, but were not really happy with the curriculum or the classroom situation. It was too easy in most areas and exceedingly difficult in others. Overall, by the end of the year, the children seemed healed, happy, and healthy. It had always been one of the goals of the Pahrump Community Church to start a school. The preschool director at that time was talking about starting kindergarten. Renee encouraged her to go higher than that. Along with Joyce Schnelzer, they visited several private schools in Las Vegas to get a feel for what could be done and what was out there. They found the Abeka video program and really felt like that program was going to be very doable. They talked to church leadership and wanted to present it for a vote to the membership. The morning of the vote, Renee met with Pastor Bob Rush and church leader Earl Hatfield. They were concerned that Renee had high hopes about the vote, and they didn't want her to be disappointed. She assured the men that this vote would be the voice of God to her. If it was voted down, she had lots of other things to do with her time. But if it passed, she needed to get busy because it was already July. The meeting came. The academy was the last thing on the agenda. A presentation was given. Questions were answered. A vote was taken. And the lopsided results were 42-3 in favor of starting a school. The next day, Earl Hatfield went out and bought a TV and a VCR for the academy and proclaimed that he was 100% behind the school because God had spoken. A single ad was placed in the newspaper and enrollment paperwork was created. Some people signed up. A new checking account was established. Paperwork was filed in the state. A few more signed up. There were inspections. Abeka materials were ordered. There were a lot of sleepless nights. And then the license from the state came. Materials started to arrive. More TVs were purchased. Community Christian Academy started on September 14, 1998, with 17 students. And there were 24 students by the end of that year. Zolina Bursum was invaluable when it came to organizing the school. She worked here for a couple of months, but then she had to get her kids back to homeschooling. Anna Cadigan took her spot, and then Teresa Clem and Judy Romick came to work. The next year, CCA enrollment doubled. The year after that, it grew a little more. New buildings, more classrooms, shade structures, more staff, more desks, a flood, new paint, a playground, bigger whiteboards, lunchroom tables, growing, 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 and before you know it, 25 years is in the history books. The CCA purpose statement says that we want to have academic excellence in a Christian environment. Our mission statement is to glorify God in all things, to lead children to a saving and growing knowledge of Jesus Christ, to provide academic excellence in a safe, stable, and Christian environment, to give encouragement and spiritual direction to the families of our students. That gives you an overview of how CCA came to be. And now I want you to hear from young Danny, who's no longer young.
Hello, Perum Community Church. Hello, Grandma / Mom. I'm Danny. I am Renee Bell's son, and apparently I am the reason that the academy was started 25 years ago. Seems weird that it was 25 years ago, because I'm not even sure that I'm 25 yet. But here we are. My mom started the school because public school wasn't a great fit, and there weren't a lot of alternatives for grade school education at the time. So she found a curriculum and got approval and started the school. And 25 years later, there's hundreds and hundreds of families that have been affected, and I am really proud to be part of that story. Thank you, Mom, for taking such interest in me and my welfare, and for providing such a service to the community, including a couple of my own kids. Love you. Thank you.
I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy.
may be seated, but I'm going to invite Mrs. Renee Bell to come up front for just a moment, please. This is Mrs. Bell. In preparation for this celebration, we have been in touch with several that have connections to our school in one way or another, and I would like to read a couple of letters that have been presented. This first is from Village Missions District Representative Dr. Richard Hayes, and he writes to Community Christian Academy, Pahrump Community Church, congratulations on the 25th anniversary of the Community Christian Academy. The impact that a Christian school has cannot always be measured by human measurements, and I am sure that that is the case with Community Christian Academy. The countless boys, girls, and teenagers that have been influenced and impacted over the past 25 years are vast. I am mindful of the profound spiritual and moral influence that a Christian school can have on individual lives, especially at a young age. In fact, a historic Christian school was founded in 1949 in Los Angeles. It was called the Coulter Academy, founded by Mabel Coulter, whose life verse was Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." And which quickly became the school's motto, setting the tone for the school's ministry. For decades, schools like Coulter and Community Christian Academy have had an influence in their communities and have left a spiritual legacy in countless families. Against the backdrop of our current American culture, we are reminded that the absolute truth of God's Word stands as the foundation upon which right and wrong, good and evil are objectively determined. Any other standard of measure will most certainly sink into the shifting sands of history and be forgotten. That Community Christian Academy has stood as a herald of the gospel for 25 years reflects on the spiritual integrity of the past and present members and past and present pastors of the Pahrump Community Church and the vision of Mrs. Renee Bell. Thank you for standing firm in the gospel and being committed to equipping children and teens to stand firm in their faith. In Christ, Dr. Richard A. Hayes. Congratulations.
I forgot how to do the awards.
This is how we do it.
Yeah. I'll be more merciful with the children.
Thank you for that. And then we have another letter, this one from the Executive Director of Village Missions, John Adams. Community Christian Academy has been impacting the lives of students for 25 years. Each of those children is a gift from God to a family, Christ Church, and the world. During their formative years, students learned how to gain and integrate knowledge. The most important of all truths were a central part of their education as they learned about Christ and His love for them. This great work continues, preparing students for a world desperate for clear-minded thinkers with lives guided by a solid core of biblical conviction. With wisdom and grace, the Community Christian Academy staff, under Renee Bell's direction, have invested their time and hearts in preparing students for the future. This vital ministry will continue to impact this world as current students grow and as graduates live out their faith in serving Christ. May the blessing of God continue to abide in this ministry, and may the sphere of influence continue to expand with each generation. With thanksgiving for kingdom work accomplished, Dr. John Adams, Executive Director of Village Missions. So I'll take this one. And congratulations. And I guess I'll put that one up here since that'll free your hands for this next one. And this is from the governor of Nevada, Joe Lombardo. State of Nevada, Office of Governor Joe Lombardo, certificate of recognition presented to Community Christian Academy. As governor of the great state of Nevada, I want to congratulate you on 25 years of fostering academic excellence. Under the guidance of your administrator, Renee Bell, the Academy has afforded its students opportunities for educational advancements and development above and beyond the norm. Given under my hand and by the seal of the great state of Nevada this 21st day of May, 2023, Joe Lombardo, Governor of the State of Nevada. Congratulations. You want to take that with you?
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right, we'll send the other ones later.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Bell, and we're going to continue to sing songs.
Okay, let's stand up, and we're going to sing I Am a Sea. And we've got some clapping to do with that. And the very last part of the song has a whole bunch of letters, and they spell the words live eternally. So when you think about it, L-I-V-E-E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L-Y. So we'll start out slow, and then we'll sing a little bit faster, and then we'll sing too fast for most people.
Of the school. I worked there before I got married in 2003-2004, and my girls all attended the school from 2010 all the way to 2016 when we moved. They all three accepted Christ while they were there, and they have made lasting friendships even after we've moved. So even though Grandma couldn't remember Aiden's name, it's okay. We all know who she is. I'm really, really proud of you, Mom.
David, what was your favorite part about CCA?
My friends and teachers.
And how did you feel about the principal?
I loved her because she was my grandma.
Yeah, and what was the best part about having your grandma for principal?
Because she picked me up.
She picked you up from school? Mm-hmm. Did you like driving home with her?
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you blow Grandma a kiss and say congratulations on 25 years?
Congratulations on 25 years.
Good job.
Hello, my name is Isai Gomez. I was a part of CCA from the years 2015 through 2016 and 2016 to 2017, aka my freshman and sophomore year. I was actually 12 at the time, and I was placed in the class. This was the first high school class CCA had ever had, by the way, so breaking through, pioneers, guinea pigs. I was placed in a class with five other girls, regular aged, so that was fun. But it was a great time. I just want to say that the time I had at CCA impacted me both academically and spiritually. The time they take to ensure that a child learns scripture that can not only provide the foundation of their life, but reassure them in times where that foundation may be threatened to be broken. And academically, it was one of the most rigorous programs that I was ever a part of. And sometimes I cried at night because of how much homework I had. But nevertheless, I was the better for it. I can say that now because I have a job and it pays well. And I'm grateful for it, and I thank God for it. But I'm very grateful for my family that was able to provide the money for me to go, and for the teachers who spent time not only to help discipline us and instruct us, but and the administration who just try to help run stuff and make things funner for more fun for students. But that's the video that I have.
My name is Kalani. I love going here because learning about God.
Hi, I'm Karen Houston, and I love teaching here at CCA. I love the kids, I love the families, I love the other teachers, all the staff. It's just the best place in the world to be.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. Mrs. Payne to most. I have worked here for 3 years, and I have monkeys that love me dearly, my children. One of the things I love about this school is the fact that it's Christ-based and kids get such an amazing education, and I love seeing the smiles every day. I love the comedy that happens.
I'm Cynthia Smiley, and I've been teaching at CCA for 9 years. I enjoy the school because I get to share God's word and I get to teach the children. My grandson is in the preschool and going to be in CCA next year, and Richard is in CCA now. Oh, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth. My name is Richard, and I'm in fourth grade. My favorite subject is math.
Hi, I'm Donna Sue Watson, and I love my school here. It has been a blessing. I've been here and to the church, and they saved me when Nicholas was born, and I wouldn't change it. The curriculum is excellent. They're so educated, kind, nice, and very godly.
Hi, I'm Nicholas, and I like this school because it prepares me for college with such an advanced education, and Mr. Clayson hit me with a water bottle in fifth grade.
Miss Carrington kicked you out.
Hello, this is the Miller family, Ted and Young May. We moved to Pahrump in 2006 when our only daughter at that time was 6 months old. So we kind of church hopped looking for that church, and due to Pahrump Community Church having CCA, my wife, Young May, and I decided, let's give this church a chance, Pahrump Community Church. So we did, and the rest is history. Two more children later, all children have gone pre-K to through the school. Well, one of them's completely through. The other one is graduating now. And then we have one more couple years to go. So CCA brought us to Pahrump Community Church, and we've been there for 16 years now, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we love the church. We love the mm-hmm. people there, the church family, mm-hmm. and certainly feel at home. And thank you, CCA, for bringing us to the Pahrump Community Church.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Hannah Chamberlain. When I attended Community Christian Academy, I was better known as Hannah Lane back then. I attended the school from 2001 to 2008, so first to seventh grade. And I loved CCA, so much so that my kids are now attending the preschool there. And I have so many memories from going to school there, all the wonderful classrooms, and there were Christmas programs and spelling bees, field trips. It makes it really hard to narrow down just one memorable thing to mention. But I suppose one of my favorite memories that I have from going to CCA would be the Thanksgiving luncheons that we had every year there. Back then, we had those down where the preschool is now, and I also want to mention that that room looked way bigger to me when I was seven than it does now when I walk my daughter down there for preschool classes. But all of the families would meet together for this dinner, and everyone pitched in. My mom would always make the Thanksgiving gravy, and I still have people come up to me and mention that, oh, no, your mom made the gravy, she made the best gravy. But those Thanksgiving parties always reinforced to me that everyone there, from the moms volunteering to the teachers pitching in to all the kids, we're a little family, and I'm still friends with most of my classmates that attended CCA with me, and I keep in touch with them still, and I just always felt so important going to CCA and so loved, and I just know that that was the place for me to be, even when I got in trouble and had to write Bible verses in the office during recess. I'm so very grateful and really appreciate the wonderful faculty and the work and teachings that Community Christian Academy has taught to all of the children and me, and I'm so thankful to the Lord that our little town has CCA.
The Miller family would like to say,
thank you, CCA!
We also had a few in-person testimonies in our first service by one student who has already gone through CCA and is now in public school, and two other students who are currently in CCA. And in place of that, for second service, we're going to invite mom and dad from a family that is involved here. So Miss Danielle and Mr. Cody McKee, please come up and join me and share a quick testimony.
Good morning. You want to go first? Okay. So we actually found CCA on accident. Our oldest son, Austin, we had two kids at the time, and he was aged to start preschool, and we were told by Nye County that he didn't qualify to go to preschool, that he just had to wait until kindergarten. So we, of course, wanted him to get an education, so we started looking around and found Pahrump Community Church Preschool. And when it came time for him to move up to kindergarten, we just continued down the path and started him here at CCA. He came home from school one Wednesday with a piece of paper, and he said, "Pastor Caleb said I should come to Awana tonight." And I'm like, "All right, I guess we're going to Awana tonight." We have been Christians. We attended church in California, but when we came to Nevada, we just hadn't found that church yet. So Austin came home with a sheet of paper on chapel day. We came to Awana, and in short order, we started attending church here. So I'm so grateful that Pastor Caleb, ministering to Austin in kindergarten, brought us here back to church, and we found just such an amazing church family here. And now all of our kids get to attend CCA. Austin's going into fifth grade. Connor's going into second grade. Madison will be starting kindergarten next year. And Andrew will just continue in preschool next year and then move on to the academy. So we're hoping in the next 5 years there's high school so that they can just continue, because the thought now of sending them back to public school is scary for us. So.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to sing another song. I just wanted to mention, by the way, we've sung a couple of fast songs, and we'll have another one in a few minutes. And these kids that sing that, man, they get into that. When we're at Academy Chapel and they're singing those songs, they can sing, believe it or not. So right now we're going to invite you to stand again as we continue to worship through song.
Would you join us, please, as we sing 10,000 Reasons?
Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul.
Good morning. My name is Julie Carrington, and I started teaching third grade at the Community Christian Academy in 2002 for 2 years. I then became Mrs. Bell's assistant before taking over the preschool per the preschool's need in the summer of 2007. While I work for the preschool, I still assist the academy when needed. The Abeka curriculum used at CCA is very strong in academics and is a Bible-based curriculum that has the word of the Lord integrated throughout. Students memorize Bible verses and have Bible class, math, English, spelling, science, and many other subjects that show how our Creator has a hand in every good thing we see on earth. CCA has special events like See You at the Pole, where we pray around the American flag and Christian flag. We have a huge Thanksgiving luncheon and used to have a turkey football game, and Christmas programs that are always memorable and entertaining, and you are always invited. Our students have science fairs, speech meets, and even a spelling bee. Each grade has special things they do each year, like the animal science notebook, Nevada State notebooks for fourth grade, country posters, patriotic posters, tree posters, and other multiple learning opportunities. But let's not even forget the book reports. We have educational and fun field trips where the kids attend things like the Pahrump Museum, the China Date Ranch, the Children's Learning Museums in Vegas, and even a few ranches around town. I remember a few memorable trips to the China Date Ranch and with Mrs. Romick's fourth grade class that involved a bullwhip, a tumble down a hill, and a few stressed out teachers, including me. The Academy also has yearly fundraisers to help keep our tuition low for families. We have popcorn and cookie dough, and the students' all-time favorite is Penny Wars, which we just finished. It gets really serious. We also have brought the yearbooks for you to view that are right over there underneath the Eagle poster by the football helmet for you to preview for the years from the 2003, I think was our first one, to current year. The Academy staff have helped lead many students to salvation by not only planting the seeds of the gospel that later led to fruition, but have led multiple students through the prayer of salvation at school. That would not have been possible without our Lord and his help and in starting the school and at the church. It's been wonderful watching past CCA students grow up and then return years later, enrolling their children into the pre-K and Academy. Which is a true testament to our curriculum, to our school, and to the greatness of our Lord. CCA's school verse is Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This over here is CCA's mascot, the Buddy the Eagle, who is named that by Jonathan Mitchell, a second-generation CCA student. He was donated by Larry and Melanie Freed. We will sing CCA's song after I read a short note from my daughter who attended preschool and CCA. Hello, my name is Caitlin Reiner. I attended Community Christian Academy starting in preschool to graduating in eighth grade. One thing I liked most was having a great teacher, Mr. Tom Walker, for 2 years in a row. I also valued the lessons I learned in life that have helped shape my character as a Christian in the current world. I learned to never lose faith in Christ, trust in the Lord every day, and give all glory and honor to Him. My faith grew in the school and the church and continues to grow daily. My husband, Josh Reiner, also attended the academy but wasn't as scholarly as I was. He was more of a hyperactive kid who loved recess. He was also writing Bible verses, or he spent most of his day sitting upstairs in Mrs. Bell's office. But he did learn a love of the Lord and to show that love, and it carries over into our marriage. I am blessed to have been taught by all the amazing teachers at CCA. Thank you. And if I could have Mrs. Bell join me, and we'll sing the song along with the musicians. and other students. If you guys know this song, can you come up and help us sing this song, please?
We have a special plaque that we would like to present to Mrs. Bell right now. And it says, CCA 25th anniversary, this citation is presented to Renee Bell in recognition of the founding of Pahrump Community Church's Community Christian Academy and 25 years of faithful ministry. So God bless you. And I failed to get this done in first service, so if you'll look at the screen right now, we have this.
Congratulations, Grandma, on 25 years!
As we celebrate the ministry of Community Christian Academy today, I want to give recognition where recognition is due. And so to piggyback on what Mrs. Carrington shared a few moments ago, I would just reiterate that Community Christian Academy is indeed a valuable institution. There's a biblical principle that teaches us to give recognition where recognition is due. Romans chapter 13, verse 7 says, "Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." Now the context is primarily about God-ordained sources of authority, especially governmental authority. You can go back and read that passage and see that that's what's being emphasized here. But the principle applies as well to educational institutions where there is a clear hierarchy, where you have, in our particular case, a superintendent and the staff and teachers and the students below them. We are to respect those who are in places of authority, and we are to honor those when honor is due. So even today, we are honoring CCA and CCA's founder, Mrs. Renee Bell. We thank you for that. That being said, CCA is nothing without Jesus. Mrs. Bell would be the first to say that nothing of value would ever have happened with CCA if it weren't for Jesus. Jesus himself said in John chapter 15, verse 5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, obviously, things can happen even amongst people who do not give God the glory. Schools can be set up without consciously seeking the Lord. We can have institutions that are developed, charitable institutions that do good things for people. We can have a lot of things that we would consider to be worthwhile or good things happen apart from what the Lord Himself would approve. But without Jesus, none of those things would have any eternal value. So to say, apart from me, you can do nothing, is really a way of saying that apart from Jesus, nothing will ever happen that has eternal value. It is only through what Jesus blesses and works that there is eternal value. In the late 1800s, British missionary Charles Thomas Studd famously penned the words of this poem that I quote in part. "Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart, and from my mind would not depart. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Then in that day my Lord to meet and stand before His judgment seat. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life. The still small voice gently pleads for a better choice, bidding me selfish aims to leave and to God's holy word to cleave. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. When this bright world would tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Father, a purpose deep in joy or sorrow, thy word to keep, faithful and true whate'er the strife, pleasing thee in my daily life. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let my love with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn, living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Now let me say, thy will be done. And when at last I'll hear the call, I know I'll say, 'twas worth it all. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." Everything is about Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 says, "So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Everything is about Jesus, because when we finally do stand before that judgment seat of Christ, it is only those things that have been done for His honor and glory that will have any eternal value. Only what's done for Christ will last. When it comes to giving recognition where recognition is due, all glory belongs to Jesus. Romans 11:36 says, "For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen." So that being acknowledged, let me respectfully call your attention to the undetermined impact of Community Christian Academy. CCA is nothing apart from Jesus. But because of Jesus, CCA has had an impact for 25 years. For 25 years, CCA has had an impact on Pahrump Community Church. It is a ministry of Pahrump Community Church, but in and of itself, it has continued to have an impact on our church family, on all that we do as a church. For 25 years, CCA has had an impact on individual students who have studied here. We've heard a few of the testimonies on screen here. We've just heard a little testimony from this particular family whose whole family is engaged with us. It has had an impact on these individual students as well as on the families. For 25 years, CCA has had an impact on the families of the CCA students. Whether or not they chose to attend church here, it has had an impact on those families. Their lives are being somehow influenced, whether greater or lesser, to a lesser degree, they are being influenced by what is happening here at CCA. For 25 years, CCA has had an impact on the community of Pahrump. It may seem relatively small, it may seem insignificant, but the fact is that our school has had an impact on our community, even as our community has grown over the years. For 25 years, by way of those who have been connected with CCA and then moved on and moved away from here, CCA has had an impact on extended families, on other schools, on other students, on various men and women serving in the U.S. military, and other communities, businesses, other neighborhoods. All of these have been impacted in some way by the ministry of CCA. So when I say that we are recognizing and calling attention to the undetermined impact of Community Christian Academy, I use the expression undetermined very decisively because I don't think it is possible for us to identify every specific influence in every area where CCA has had an impact. We only have just the surface of what we can identify, but we don't know. We've heard just a handful of testimonies today, but I know there are far more. And there are things that are being impacted even right now that we may not ever know this side of glory. The fact is that people enroll their children in CCA for various reasons. For some, it's simply a matter of environment. They desire a wholesome Christian climate as opposed to the secular setting of the public school that has become increasingly divorced from traditional morality in recent years, and all of us are well aware of that. Closely related to this, others have chosen CCA because ethical standards are enforced here. Even though behavioral issues can and absolutely will occur anywhere and everywhere, including CCA, the CCA atmosphere, nonetheless, is one of orderliness and kindness, where rudeness and profanity are never condoned, and where Christ-like actions are fostered. For many, CCA is the institution of choice owing to the scholastic advantages. For the grade levels that we offer, no other educational establishment in Pahrump even comes close to the academic standards of Community Christian Academy. Well, because of this assortment of reasons that different families choose CCA, then it's obvious that neither all of these families nor all of the students are Christians. Some don't even attend church at all. Others attend different churches, which is fine if they're Bible-believing churches. Some attend groups that I wouldn't even call a church because they don't teach the truth of the Scriptures. And yet they're involved, their students, their children are involved, and by way of that, their families involved here at CCA. Well, that's all right. As a matter of fact, we see this as a way to serve the community of Pahrump in general. As you heard a few moments ago in our CCA mission statement, our mission is to provide academic excellence in a safe, stable, and Christian environment. And we are pursuing that regardless of where any one individual who comes to our school or any one family connected to our school, where they may stand spiritually. We're still going to strive for this very thing. But we also see it as an opportunity to spread the good news of Jesus to those who have not yet accepted the Lord. Again, let me refresh your memory on our CCA mission statement. It is to lead children to a saving and growing knowledge of Jesus Christ and to give encouragement and spiritual direction to the families of our students. This is our mission statement. So in light of the undetermined, but no doubt very significant impact that CCA has had throughout its 25-year history, it's appropriate for us today to thank the Lord for the staff of Community Christian Academy, especially since the Academy is about children. It's about teaching these children and helping these children become all they are supposed to be. And God loves children. The scriptures are clear on that. Jesus went out of his way to bless children. Mark chapter 10, verse 13, the disciples were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. Our academy and preschool staff go out of their way to bless children. I need to add here as kind of an aside, a parenthetical statement. They certainly don't come teach at CCA for the pay. We do not pay our staff well. They could get better paying jobs elsewhere. And we're giving them what we can. We try to be generous. But this is a ministry. And they do it for that reason. And we know that not every child, not every person in every family connected to CCA is going to receive Christ. Christianity is not a religion based on statistics, but our God does know statistics. So an interesting verse we find in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." This is really a statistical statement, among other things. Jesus says that broad is the way, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many, there's our statistics, who are found on it. And narrow is the way that leads to life, and there are few, there's our statistics, that find it. So we know that not every person is going to come to know Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, as we read the Word of God, we can't help but reach the conclusion that the majority of people will not come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. Statistically, we are told by those who've done their studies that a person needs to truly hear the gospel a minimum of 7 times before they respond in saving faith. So what is the gospel? What is it that they need to hear a minimum of 7 times? Well, the gospel, if you're here on any regular basis at all, is consistently proclaimed from all of our ministries. Every Sunday morning, that gospel is proclaimed. The gospel includes the fact that we are created by God and that all of us are sinners. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 says. And then even worse, Romans 6:23 adds, "And the wages of sin is death." Now that is not good news. That's bad news. But in order to appropriately present the gospel, which means good news, we have to start with the stark reality that every one of us is a sinner. All of us are sinners, and all of us, because of our sin, are deserving of eternity in hell. We are deserving of death, separation from God. The good news is that God loves us. He created us, and He loves us. As a matter of fact, He loves us so much that most of us are familiar with John 3:16, that God gave His only Son so that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the good news. The good news is that God came down to live among us in the person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God in the flesh. He alone, of all the human beings that have ever existed, lived a sinless, perfect life. At the end of His life, He was unjustly sentenced to death, and He was crucified for our sins, for no sins of His own. He was crucified, He was buried, and He was raised to life. And now he offers eternal life to all who would trust in him. As many as received him, as those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. That is the gospel. That's the good news. That's the gospel that we proclaim. So if we go with these statistics, then perhaps we as an academy should just take this approach, that every teacher will be sure to proclaim the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ 8 times during the year. If it takes 7 times to hear it before a person responds, let's just go with 8 and be on the safe side, and now all of the children who come here will get saved. Obviously, it doesn't work that way. Jesus put it this way in John chapter 6, verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. Hearing the gospel is not a guarantee that a person will be saved. It's a good thing, and we should proclaim it 8 times, even more, but that's not a guarantee of salvation. Additionally, there are some who will take Proverbs 22:6 as an infallible promise. And you may not immediately recognize that reference, but my guess is that all of us have heard this verse. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So if we take that as an absolute promise, then we might be inclined to think that if we are diligent in making sure that our children hear and understand the gospel when they are young, that they will inevitably become Christ and become Christians and will stay close to Christ throughout their lives. But I think that's a twisting of what this verse is actually telling us. I think that a better way for us to understand this verse is as an axiom, and let me just offer a bit of a paraphrase to elaborate here. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not be able to get away from it. Now, this is different from when he is old, he will not depart from it in the typical way that we understand it. I think this is consistent with the meaning, but if we interpret this to mean that if we train them in the way they should go, they will inevitably become Christians, then we are not understanding how that fits together with Jesus saying, only those whom the Father calls will come to me. But if we understand this to mean that when they are old, they will not be able to get away from it, then that gives us a better comprehension of the concept here. That not every child will receive Christ, but if taught biblical truth, these same children will be constantly followed by the hound of heaven who brings conviction and who lovingly calls us to repent and be saved. In other words, there are some who will become Christians, and we praise God for that, and they will be blessed by all that they've learned at the Community Christian Academy. There are others who will decide, I do not want to follow Christ. I want to make my own choices in life and not be subject to the Lord Jesus. And they will choose alternative routes for their life. This verse tells me that even when they are old, they will not be able to escape the convicting power of God's Word and God's Holy Spirit within their hearts. So that even at a later age, when they're in their 40s or 50s or whatever it may be, if they have not yet turned to Christ, they may be engaged in a life of sin, but they will enjoy it far less than they would have had they not been taught the truth of Jesus Christ at this age. God works through the proclamation of His truth in one way or another. Our CCA staff helps share the gospel in different ways, but each has value in God's scheme. Listen to these verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Over the years, essentially all of the CCA teachers and staff have been involved in the process of planting the seed or of watering the soil so that the seed can take root. And some have had the sweet opportunity to actually lead students to saving faith in Jesus Christ, even as Mrs. Carrington shared with us earlier. Mrs. Bell, even within the past few months, had the opportunity to have multiple children. Did you say there were six, eight? Eight children in her office who prayed to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Those who do receive Christ and go on to live for Him are returning blessings on the lives of the CCA staff. Like the Apostle Paul said to the believers in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 2:19, "What is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy." Those teachers and staff who have had the joy of leading someone to Christ would say that. This is my joy. This is my crown, my glory. Spanning 25 years, more than 100 people have served with CCA in some form or fashion. The current staff serving under Mrs. Bell includes 17 or 18 teachers and subs. And I would like for all of those to stand right now, along with all of our preschool staff, as well as any present today who have served in CCA or PCCP in any capacity in the past. So those of you who are serving or have served, you can stand. Thank you. Thank you. There was a Christian song by Ray Bolts that came out in 1988 entitled, "Thank You for Giving to the Lord." In this song, Ray Bolts envisions a hypothetical situation where a Christian finds himself in heaven. Having accepted the Lord as Savior some years before, this person has attempted to serve the Lord in various ways. As a Sunday school teacher for a children's class, by making financial contributions to a missionary, through various acts of generosity, and by way of some personal sacrifices in order to further the expansion of the kingdom of heaven. The implication is that without any fanfare and without any thought of personal recognition, this person lived out his faith with sincerity and genuine love for Jesus. Even though the casual observer would think that this was a life that appeared to be totally unremarkable. In the storyline of this musical presentation, this new arrival in heaven is approached by someone who came to know Jesus as a child, sitting in that Sunday school class. As the song continues to unfold, the picture expands from first one person to then another to another, until a crowd is standing before this humble Christian servant, and the crowd is saying, "Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad that you gave." Let's pray. Lord, I am so glad that we have the Community Christian Academy that has willingly and joyfully served you. Thank you for all the staff. Thank you especially for Mrs. Bell. Lord, we look back with gratitude with the knowledge that we have of those who have received you and are living that life out right now. And we recognize that we don't know what else has transpired, but that your word will never return to you void. Thank you that this morning we've been able to give special recognition to how you have accomplished great things by your power through the ministry of CCA. We give you that glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. And now I say to all who are gathered, and especially to our CCA and our preschool staff, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen, and God bless. Mrs. Bell, will you join me in the entryway, please?